This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
What a riff that is. Good morning, all. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You might be watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Might be hanging with us on the YouTube stream with the world's craziest chat.
Yeah.
What the hell's the chat up to now?
I'm going to have to check out the chat.
This is a Jeff Walker department. At J3 Saskatoon says, we want 106.7 The Fan to give away Wizards tickets. All right, Jeff. Go talk to Wendy. Let's get some Wiz tickets.
We give away Wizards tickets all the time.
We'll talk to him.
Okay.
I'll go see what's up.
There you go. We got our best guy on it. Dude wrote it a couple
times. Be ready around 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. We'll be giving Wiz tickets away for the 26-27 season, where I think they're going to be hopefully competing for the play-in. Yesterday was an interesting day in Ashburn. Washington, in the first year of the Dan Quinn, Adam Peters marriage, went 12-5, made the NFC title game, really a fantastic season. Ignited this city. I like to say it reminded the entire DMV of their love affair for the professional football team. This year did not. This year went sideways. They were 5-12. They had the inverse record, which is pretty damn hard to do. Injuries were a major factor. I think roster construction was a major factor. And I think we're going to go to number 5, Landfill. Yesterday, we don't get to hear from Adam Peters very often, and so there was a real need to ask some questions of Peters, even understanding he's probably not going to say a whole heck of a lot. But, like, there's a simple, basic, yo, how do you get better? How do you fix this thing? And this is Adam Peters talking about needing to fix the roster.
The health played a big part. Certainly it wasn't even close to the only part, but I think starting with a healthy team and really staying healthy is a big deal. But I know there's, you know, I think I feel really good at some spots, but there's certainly a few spots where we can improve and get young, really, you know, fast, exciting, explosive talent. And that's what we're doing right now. We're working on the draft and got a set of draft meetings coming up next week, which I'm really, really excited about. Got the scouts all showing us their reports and identifying some guys. We have a high pick, which is something that you don't really want if it's your own pick, but we're going to take advantage of that and try to find a young, explosive playmaker, you know, wherever that may be.
Sure, that's pretty generic, but got to get younger, got to get faster. I think that's all correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing Cliff or AP said definitively was we got to get a pass rusher. I don't think that's a surprise at all.
Nope.
Jordan Reed from ESPN.com, friend of the program, had his first mock out today. And I think now is when you can start paying attention to mocks because the draft order is set. Like, we know who's where. Mm-hmm. Could there be trades? Could things change? Of course. But Jordan Reed has Washington in pick 7, taking David Bailey. That would have my full support. Mm-hmm. Dude had 14 and a half sacks at Texas Tech. If I hear this, Brian, I may go nuts. And I'm preparing to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what one of the criticisms is with David Bailey?
What's that?
He's a one-trick pony. He's only really good at rushing the passer. That's a good problem to have.
I'm going to tell you somebody else who's very, very good at rushing the passer, and I don't know if he's great at stopping the run. He just had 23 sacks this year. Myles Garrett.
Right.
Okay. There were people who were only bought in on third downs, second and long, and they did that well. The question I would ask is, you got anybody that can do it very consistently right now? And if you do have somebody, don't you think a guy who's very good at it will make that other guy even more effective? So the thing of it, sports watching, fandom, media, today has become, everybody got to be perfect. Day one. When, hell, we're not perfect at our jobs. So let's allow this thing to grow. If they can get a guy who's very good at that one thing, let him do it.
Doug, if they get a really good pass rusher, that's good.
Hell yeah.
I think the measurables.
Vaughn got 9 sacks, didn't he? Playing mostly late in the game.
Vaughn got 9 sacks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get a young guy who may be a little bit more spry than what Vaughn is right now, and he's very good at that, he might get 15 of them for you.
One thing, I thought Jaden Daniels yesterday when he spoke, he talked about the best ability is availability, mm-hmm. and that's what he's got to work on, right?
Yes.
And I do think Jaden needs to work on that in some capacity. I don't think any notion of him bulking up is the answer. Maybe he adds a little bit of... I think as you grow as a man, you tend to bulk up a little bit.
He'll get a little bit bulky.
But his legs are a dynamic part of what he does, and you don't want to change what are his superpowers. Maybe the offense will end up changing, you know? Maybe you protect him a little bit more with some of the RPOs and stuff. But that said, you know, Jaden has a lot to kind of figure out, I would say. Yeah.
Have you ever touched the hot pot?
Yeah.
Touched it again?
You learn.
Okay. So he's going to learn that that pot doesn't get cooler.
I also think organizationally.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
They could do more to make Jaden better. And Peters yesterday was talked about, you know, it was really hard for us. Both of our top two receivers missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I assume that's in reference to McLaurin and Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope there's a realization in that building that Noah Brown can't be your two receiver.
Like, I think that notion has already been realized.
I hope so. Yeah. Like, I like Noah Brown a lot. But I think he's a good fourth receiver. And I think you've got Jaden going into year three. You've still got him on a rookie deal. The window doesn't even open to possibly negotiate with him until after this season. And they could do it after year four. They could, mm-hmm. you know, they got options, right? I think you got to wonder, how do you keep him healthy? How do you maximize the talent around him? Landfill number 10, Adam Peters on the plan to keep Jaden on the field.
Is there a way? I think, and this might be a better question for DQ, but, you know, from me, I think is just continuing to, like, from my, you know, from a personnel or GM perspective, is continuing to put good players around him. You know, whether that's in front of him at the O-line, it's running backs to control the ball and control the clock and not put it all on his shoulders and get in second and third and manageables. It's receivers that he can trust and throw to so that he's not holding on to the ball longer. And so from my perspective, it's just getting good players around him, getting a good defense on the other side so he's not it's not all on his shoulders to win the game. So DQ can probably talk more schematically, but in terms of from me, I think those are the things that I can and need to do to help him out.
I think that's right. I think
we've saved that many times on this show where I know the mindset of most people is the quarterback is the end-all be-all. I know I've said it. You have to make his job easier, which means utilizing talent around him. If you got a running game, you lean on that running game. He got better receivers around him. He doesn't have to go out there and try to win everything by himself. If the offensive line is more stout, you know, I hear people try to knock Connelly. Connelly, it was the only guy on the team that played every damn play offensively.
That's pretty hard to do.
In his rookie season.
Yeah.
And if anybody, I got put a lot of faith in Baldy. Baldy put an emphasis on that with a little, a video of him talking about the things that he did well. That's absolutely right. Jaden Daniels is a very, very good athlete with great abilities, okay? Can do some magnificent things. But if those things are needed, are only used in needed situations and he could just facilitate the rest of the time, the team becomes easier, his job becomes easier, he takes less hits. But if you don't have good talent around him, a guy with that extreme talent that he has is going to always say, I'm going to go out there and make something happen. And when your guy is pressing to make something happen, that's when the injuries come. Make his job easier.
So then this is Dan Quinn, number 11, Landini, talking about changes they want to make with Jaden, how they keep him healthy, how they get him better, and back to what we saw that first year.
Very much so, that part. And even after, you know, his injury, we, you know, specifically, you know, said, this is the area, this is what we're going to work on him. As opposed to waiting till the off season, we decided let's get a jump start on that. So, very much so, will he be a part of it? But I would say not only will he, like we already are going there, and so it's really important. We know what he brings to us, what he means to us, and you know, like I think it's all encompassing, you know, in how we go play the game. So, yeah, we're like fully committed to, you know, finding ways to continue to do that.
So the question was also, will Jaden have input in how you make this roster better and kind of what do things look like going forward. And DQ was saying, yeah, he already does and he will continue to. And I think that's smart, right? Now, a huge part of Jaden's progress or brilliance is play calling and what the offense looks like. And I think there's a lot of smoke surrounding the Cliff Kingsbury situation. And Brian, you said some interesting things earlier. You think, you know, when Cliff's calling plays for Jaden, maybe he relies too much on Jaden's greatness. And maybe that needs to change. I know the screen stuff drove you crazy. I wish I remember who it was. It was one of our friends of the program texted me in that Philly game. They finally ran kind of that fake bubble to the other side in the Philly game. And you saw a lot more motion from Debo, a lot of that loop motion in the backfield in that Philly game. It's going to be really interesting to watch how this all goes. And it's, let's at least play the audio of Dan Quinn. First of Dan Quinn asked specifically about Cliff Kingsbury. This is number three. Nikki Jabvala asked the question specifically about Cliff Kingsbury's performance this season.
Yeah, we're going through all the coaches, Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the teams wide. And so that's really what we're digging into, Nikki, to find what's best, how do we do it, you know, where do we find spaces to improve. And, you know, for Cliff, for Joe, for Larry, for all of us, like, that's our main focus, like, so we're never in this space again. And that's what we want to dig in hard on.
So before we get to what a non-answer that is, one thing I wanted to make clear. Of Washington's three coordinators, Larry Izzo should absolutely be back and had the best season of any of them.
Yeah, he did.
Like, Witt hasn't really had a good season. Last year, they got some timely turnovers, and the offense was awesome. This year, it went sideways. The offense wasn't awesome to back them out of it, and they didn't get timely turnovers. Cliff had one very good season and one down season. There were a lot of injuries. Maybe there's factors to that, but the numbers are the numbers. The special teams, now the kicker problems, I think, are more on personnel than they are on Larry, but the coverage units and the return units have been fantastic.
But still, if you talk to Larry, just like Dan says this all the time, they always go over everything to try to improve it. If you talk to Larry right now, I promise you he'll tell you they can be more consistent returning.
Sure.
The coverage, they can be more consistent. There were times when we allowed the people to get to the 40-50 at most inopportune times. And, you know, we had some little coverage woes, you know. And you got to correct
stuff. You can always
get
better.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the ultimate thing where you're chasing perfection. If you're not chasing perfection, you shouldn't be in the wrong damn business.
Well, and I think Larry, one, is that dude.
Yeah.
And two, I'm saying, seems like it's pretty shaky ground between Cliff and the organization. Joe Witt's already been demoted. You know what I mean? Like, they've already removed play calling from his purview. So, like, the Witt ship appears to be sailing. But Izzo should be completely separated from those two, is what I'm saying.
But the team is a team, you know? That's why, at the end of a game, we can lose a game, but there's somebody that played great, and you can point that out. And I think that's the same thing.
Agreed.
You know, we're looking at everything, but that dude, we know he played better.
Did you not think the non-answer on Cliff was telling? Just to not mention a little bit of, we did some good things, we're working through everything.
I don't see it. See, I think differently than most people. I don't always think something is being hidden. I think the ultimate thing is, I'm not letting you get me going down that avenue right now. You get what I'm saying? Like, they see everything we see. And they hear everything we hear. And they probably hear before us and hear more stuff. And when that question bounces out there, yeah, we're looking at him, but we're looking at everybody. So I don't have to praise him if I didn't praise anybody else. I'm just saying we're going to look at everything. I'm going to give you a broad answer. And the thing of it in this thing, like I said, I've been on both sides of this thing.
Sure.
And I know when you give a little, they're coming with more. So you got to always protect yourself from having to deal with more questions about something that you really don't want to go down that avenue right now. You know? And I would have answered it exactly how he answered it. Because I'm like, I'm not letting you ask me questions all day about Cliff. Because I know what the rumors are. I know, and I'm not getting into that right now.
All right. So then I asked Adam Peters his role on the coaching staff decisions. Number 16, Professor Landini. Peters' influence on coaching staff decisions.
I'm really just here to support DQ. The coaching staff is DQ's, and I'm always here to help, like during the season and off season, however I can, you know, to help support him and help him make the decisions that he needs to make, and certainly wherever he needs. So it's not, you know, I'm not involved in whatever decision it is. It's always DQ's call, and I have his back on whatever he wants to do.
There's not silos here, JP, coaching and scouts. We connect, we talk a lot, we visit a lot, and so it's one of the things I enjoy most is those conversations. It's different perspective, different points of view, so it's as collaborative as I've been a part of.
Yeah,
a lot of collaboration. We've heard that throughout. Open these phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Want to ask the Aquarium. We've heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. We probably won't hear from them for some time, maybe not till Indy at the Combine. How are people feeling? Obviously, the season went sideways. Injuries are a big part of it. How do you feel about the direction of this thing going forward? What do we make of the comments from yesterday? Phones are open. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.